At this point in the course, we've seen the full history of astronomy up until about the 1900s. If you remember, we started by just thinking about the motions of objects in the sky, things that were observed at the very beginning of humanity, before recorded history even started. We made our way through the discoveries of light and telescopes that allowed us to learn all the more about the things that are up there in space. And now we've reached this critical point where the invention of photographic film and large telescopes around the 1900s, we've seen how our understanding of these faint nebulas has grown to the point where now we know that these are very distant galaxies. And we've finally gotten to the point where we can start to ask questions about the universe as a whole. Now, it's worth pointing out, though, that the universe has always been a part of the discussion. I mean, the universe meaning every physical thing that exists, everything, our whole universe, that's been a part of the discussion since those earliest days, since Aristotle. Our model of the universe was that we had the Earth at the center and the star and the sun and the moon, the planets and the stars, and that was our universe. But with each new discovery, our universe has grown more sophisticated. It's grown larger. It's grown in so many different ways. And as galaxies now are a part of our vocabulary, we can get a richer understanding of just how amazing this universe really is. And that's what we're going to do in this last unit of our course. It's very cool stuff. I'm very excited to share it with you. And the story in many ways starts back with the Doppler effect. So we talked about the Doppler effect before and how that can be used to measure the speed of an object. And we started by thinking about sound and how the pitch of sound changes when an object goes past you. But we saw how that connects to light. And that's the first picture in our gallery here, is showing how when a star or any object is moving away from you, its color will look a little bit redder. And when it's moving toward you, its color will look a little bit bluer. And that's an important tool that we use, not only for studying stars and for studying galaxies, but it's a really important tool for understanding the universe as well. Now, I think I mentioned this guy, Vesto Slipher. Vesto Slipher is not someone you hear a lot about. In fact, in my entire education in astronomy, I never really heard his name. But he was one of the first people to take spectrum of these galaxy nebulas, before they even really knew they were galaxies. He took spectrum of them, and what he found was that those spectra, those lines in the spectrum, were shifted so much that these galaxies must be moving really, really fast. And it was Hubble, Edwin Hubble, you can see him in the second picture in our gallery, who really took many different people's ideas, right? He took the idea that Henrietta Leavitt had discovered, these Cepheid variable stars can be used to measure the distances of galaxies. He took this idea that Vesto Slipher had discovered, that these galaxies seem to be moving away from us at very great speeds. And he said, I want to try to measure the speed of these galaxies and how fast they're moving, their speed, and how far away they are, and see if I can map out the motion of galaxies around us. And we can try to figure out how are things changing. Maybe some objects are moving away, some are moving toward, maybe they're swirling in some way. Let's try to understand the motion of these galaxies. And there's a general pattern that was observed. This is the third picture in the gallery, shows that pattern. So start with me at the bottom of this chart. Okay, so this is showing the spectrum of various objects. So if you start with just a single star and you look at its spectrum, we saw real pictures. This is kind of an animated picture of that. If you look at the spectrum of a single star, it'll look something like that bottom spectrum. You'll see the full rainbow because the star is hot enough that it actually gives a thermal spectrum of the rainbow. And then you'll see these absorption lines. Remember, this is where that light is being absorbed by the atmosphere of the star. Okay, so these are the same as like those emission lines. These are specific lines, And what we would expect to see if the star is moving toward or away from us is that those lines would be shifted to the left or to the right. So when you look at a galaxy is more or less made up of just a lot of stars. And so the spectrum of a whole galaxy will look approximately like the spectrum of a star. What Hubble noticed was that for really large galaxies, that spectrum looked a lot like a star, but it was shifted a little bit to the red, which would suggest that that galaxy is moving away from us at a relatively small speed. Now, when I say small, it's actually insanely fast, but on the scale of the universe, it was relatively small. And then if you look at smaller galaxies, you know, galaxies that look smaller in the sky. Now, this is the, think about this with me. If a galaxy looks a little bit smaller, it could be that it's actually a smaller galaxy, or it could be that it's the same kind of galaxy that's just further away. And this is where that classification, Hubble's classification, could come in handy. Because if you see two galaxies that look basically like they're the same shape, right? Maybe they're both spirals, they both have the same kind of spiral structure, then it's not unreasonable. In fact, I'd say it's reasonable to assume that they're probably the same size, roughly. All right? So if they're actually the same size, but one looks smaller, it must be further away. And in fact, what Hubble saw was that those smaller galaxies, those galaxies that just looked smaller on the picture, their spectra were shifted even further to the red, which suggests, right, you're measuring the speed with that shift. So the further away this galaxy is, the faster it's moving away. And if you look at even smaller galaxies, they're shifted even more. So they're moving even faster. Now the trick here is that Hubble was able to use not just the size of the galaxies, but he could actually use measured distances to the galaxies. So you don't just have to assume that they're the same size and that the smaller ones are just further, but he could use Cepheid variable stars to literally measure the distance to the galaxy. And then you can say, well, how does the speed that a galaxy is moving relate to how far away it is? And this is what Hubble discovered. We call it Hubble's law, and it's this graph, which is the distance to a galaxy versus how fast that galaxy is moving. And one of the things you'll notice about this graph is that all of the speeds of these galaxies show that the galaxies are moving away from us. They're all moving away from us. There's only one or two that move towards us, but they're local galaxies that are kind of connected by gravity to us. All the galaxies we observe in the sky are moving away from us, and we're moving away from them. That's an interesting thing to note. The other really interesting thing is that it's a very nice fit here with a more or less a straight line. The further away the galaxy is, the faster it's moving away from us. Now this is interesting. Okay, so if something's far away, it's moving faster. And what this implies is that there is some expansion going on. It's not that we're at the center and all the galaxies are flying away from us, but it's that we're all in space and space itself is expanding. And that can account for exactly this kind of motion. And one way to think about that is thinking about living on the surface of the Earth. And if the Earth were being blown up bigger and bigger like a balloon, you can imagine, okay, so from where I live, from here to Detroit, it's about 100 miles, let's say. If the Earth got twice as big, it would be 200 miles. But from here to L.A., it's 1,000 miles. If the Earth got twice as big, it would be 2,000 miles. So now let's see the comparison. In that 1 hour, let's say, that it took the Earth to get way bigger, the distance between me and Detroit only grew by 100 miles. That's 100 miles per hour. That's how fast Detroit was moving away from me, or I was moving away from Detroit. Whereas for LA, it moved 1,000 miles away. It moved 1,000 miles in that hour, a much greater speed. But really, the expansion was a constant. Everything in the whole Earth expanded at the same rate, but something that's far away had moved away faster, just because it was farther away. It's the nature of expansion. A way that's often illustrated is what's sometimes called like a raisin bread analogy. So if you have a loaf of raisin bread that you're going to bake, and you have raisins that are all equally spread. In this case, this is the fifth picture in the gallery. Each of these raisins starts off as 1 centimeter apart. All right, and our galaxy is one of those raisins. Well, sometime later, let's say this loaf of raisin bread gets 3 times bigger. So it's maybe, 1 hour later, should we say? Okay, well, the closest galaxy or raisin to us went from 1 centimeter to 3 centimeters. Okay, so it went 2 centimeters per hour. That was its speed of recession, how fast it moved away from us. The farthest one went from 3 centimeters away to 9 centimeters away. It went 6 centimeters per second, right? So it's the same idea, except this is sort of a three-dimensional model, right? So everything we see in space, all these galaxies, I mean, things within our galaxy are staying near us, but the other galaxies are flying away at tremendous speeds. The further away they are, the faster they're going. Even if we look to the very edge of the universe, they're so far away, they're moving extremely fast away from us. This implies that our universe is expanding. That was an enormous discovery. I mean, it could have been anything. If you think about Hubble was looking at this, it could have been that galaxies were all orbiting around some other center. Maybe there was a center of the galaxy, some gravitational center that all the galaxies were orbiting around. It could have been discovered that, just like our Milky Way. We found that all of these stars are moving around a center. But that's not the way our universe is organized. Our universe is organized that everything is moving apart. And as we'll see as we get into the next lessons, that implies some very interesting things about how our universe began and how our universe continues to change. Okay? We'll see you next time.